Welcome, 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 everybody, to another episode of Spokespeople's Podcast. I am your host, Dave, with our co-host, Well, here's how it works, ladies and gentlemen. We took a little bit of a break, and Dave ain't here today. So FDR is not here, but I actually, luck of the Irish, I guess, I got someone actually better. And so let me introduce to you Ken. Say hello, Ken.
Hello.
Episode 26, ladies and gentlemen. We took a little bit of a break because we had a whole bunch of things going on. Dave, FDR, our co-host normally, is he and his wife bought a new house and gutted the whole thing out before they moved in, and they're kind of getting settled in. But he will be here next week on the next episode coming up, which we think we're going to be talking about the Crit is being taken over by Omaha Velo, and we've got our second annual Tour de France race that we're going to be discussing, and we're bringing Mr. Tellinghuizen. So if you remember Troy from last year, it was a great episode. If you haven't, go back and listen to it. You can find all the predictions that Dave made, and he was wrong on every one of them. So once again, we'll see if he can't be par for the course and be incorrect again. However, today, Ken and I have the opportunity and the privilege, the pleasure, the honor of introducing two young women here that are of a unique organization. And first, we have Kara and Jen. Say hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hello.
And what is the name of your organization that you guys are with?
It's the Women's Mountain Biking Alliance, or WMBA.
The W-M, as in Mary, B-A. Okay. So this is a very cool group. So your guys' focus is women mountain biking, but you're not a race team. You're just kind of a group that just tries to get out and explore the trails a little bit more, right?
That's correct.
So what is your club's or organization's mission?
I actually have our mission statement right here. Our mission is to create an inclusive space where women can connect, grow stronger, and push limits on and off trails. Through shared adventures, skill-building sessions, and unwavering support, we're not just riding trails, we're building resilience, confidence, and lasting connections. And we've only had a couple events so far, but we really feel that we've been able to do that already.
Very good. Very good. So standard question we ask everybody who's new to the Spokespeople Podcast. Kara, I will start with you. What got you into cycling?
That is a good question. I couldn't really tell you. I have no cycling background. I didn't ride as a kid. I was not an athlete at all growing up. My twin sister started gravel riding in 2021, and I kind of thought that wasn't for me, and I thought, well, the cycling thing might be fun. What else can I do? So I Googled adult mountain biking Omaha. I didn't know a single soul who mountain biked. I didn't know if it was a thing here, but I thought it would be fun to try. I found Arkfeld Acres, so I sent them a Facebook message and said, do you do classes for adults? And I heard back from Kama, who I didn't know then, but she's become a good friend, and she said, we don't do classes, but I'm happy to lead you around my trail. I'll loan you a bike. So I did that in October of 2021, my first time ever on a mountain bike at 45 years old. And I fell in love with it, and I bought my hardtail 3 days later.
That's a great story.
Yeah.
It's interesting. So you actually just Googled it.
Yes.
That's funny. You Googled adult mountain biking.
Yep.
I have a question for Kara.
Sure.
So 2021, post-pandemic, you found mountain biking. What the heck did you do for 2020 when we were all riding bikes? And did you come from, have another background? I know you said you didn't growing up, but I'm just curious.
I ran
some
before. Yeah, I started running about 20 years ago. So fitness-wise, that's what I did. Yeah.
Okay.
And I played some guitar during the pandemic, too.
There you go. All right. Any banjo?
No banjo. Oh, I still want one, though. It's on my list.
Yeah, you got to have one. And a mandolin. You want one. So,
Jen, I love my mandolin.
You have a mandolin.
I slice all the vegetables.
Here we go.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we were talking about. So, Jen, how did you get into cycling?
I grew up riding bikes.
Okay.
So, you know, in the 80s, my pink banana seat bicycle.
There you go.
I remember there was a housing development kind of behind my house that was a dried out creek bed, and we used it as a G out, you know.
Yep.
It took forever to like get the courage to do it, but yeah, I mean, back in the day, that's where I learned to ride and found a lot of joy. And then as an adult, I didn't ride for a long time.
Okay.
So really interesting, though, is I actually bought my first mountain bike in Omaha here back in, oh, man, it must have been 2009.
Okay.
It was 2009.
Is that the same bike you still have?
No.
Okay.
Do you still have it?
No. No, I don't. I don't have this bike. So I was a single mom at the time. I was doing the merchandise. I was the merchandising manager at K Street Plaza right there. So okay. I was like, where's the closest bike shop? And I want a mountain bike. Can you guys take payments? And you guys actually did that for me. So yeah, nice. I mean, you made it accessible for me as a single mom to ride a mountain bike. And the first place I rode was Tranquility, and I sucked wind. I didn't even know how to do it properly. But you know, had a lot of fun, and
that's what matters. Yeah. You had a little fun.
Had a little fun. Yeah.
So, how did this program or this group actually start? Like, how did Wimba come together?
That's a good question too. I think over several months, there are seven of us that founded the group, and over several months, different pockets of us had conversations about how there isn't a group here that's solely for mountain biking for women. We're all familiar with Women of Oz in Bentonville. There's Crank Queens in Boise, and Columbia, Missouri has a women's mountain biking group. There's several in Colorado. And we thought, why not here? So finally, I don't even know how it fell together, but we were together and we thought, let's try to make this happen. And we set up a meeting at Farinay Bakery in Ashland.
And we had just lots met of wrenches.
And we had our notebooks and and started just taking notes and throwing things out there and saying, what will this look like? We want to form a women's mountain biking group. So it started off very simply that we just wanted to do that.
And there's seven of you.
There are seven of us. Our first meeting was in the fall of 2024. So it is a very new group. And that's how we started. We just had our first meeting and we thought, what can we do? How can we, you know, publicize this and get women on bikes? So we decided to plan a launch event, and we did that in May. And we had a meeting every month up until then to decide what we wanted it to look like, who we wanted to include. And our first women's mountain biking event was in May of this year, 2025.
It was on International Mountain Biking.
Yes, it was International Women's Mountain Biking Day, and that's why we chose to do it on that day.
Okay. And who are the seven?
Trying to think, can I do it in alphabetical order?
Alphabetical order.
Do they refer to them as the Magnificent Seven?
We will now.
Yeah.
There you go.
I think so. I think you're on to
myself,
something.
Kara, Jen.
Yeah, Melissa.
Do you want last names too?
No. First name's fine. I mean, you can throw the last name out, throw a little shout out to them.
Allison Burton, Jen Beebe, Melissa Antonoro, Sarah Dunbar.
Sarah Weesey Johnson.
Yeah. I think we know a couple of them, don't we?
Yeah.
I think there's only one name I didn't recognize.
Yeah. But. Yeah. One of them's daughter works here.
Yes, that's the truth. Yeah. Claire has been helpful also.
She's a good rider.
She is.
Yeah.
And a mechanic.
Yeah. And she's pretty competitive.
I think they got all their bases covered because Jen Beebe makes some really good food.
Yeah, so she does.
There we go.
I'm not going to go hungry.
Listen, we have snacks down.
Yes.
It's very important to bring Krispie community
treats,
together.
I always go straight for the Rice Krispie treats.
Those oatmeal cream pies.
Every time.
So how did that first event go?
It was amazing.
It was so good.
Was it just the seven of you, or did you get other people to show up as well?
We had, how many people did we have?
I thought we had 27 all in.
Okay.
All women or
not included?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all women. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it was good.
We were at Oxbow in Ashland, and we started with a short skills clinic that Allison Burton led.
Yeah.
And Claire helped her out with that. And then we broke into groups based on experience level. We had everyone from very experienced riders to complete newbies, women who had not been on bikes. They needed to borrow bikes from us, bikes and helmets, which is always an option. And we broke up into groups and had our trail ride and then did giveaways. And Farinay, the bakery in Ashland, we met there afterwards and did socializing. And it could not have gone any better.
So currently now, how would someone go about finding you? Like, do you have a web page?
We do. We have a website. We also have Instagram and Facebook accounts. We're pretty active on Instagram. The website is also active and pretty user-friendly. We have links to RSVP to all of our rides.
Okay.
It's free, and there, you know, there's nothing involved other than just the RSVP, because it allows us to know if someone is new. Okay. And also it will allow women the opportunity to say, hey, I need a bike, or I need a helmet.
Right.
Or ask any other questions about things that they would like to know before our monthly rides.
And what might that website be?
Wmba.bike.
Yep.
So WMBA.bike.
Yep.
Yep.
Dot org? Dot
nope.
Just Wmba.bike. Bike. Yeah. Keep it
really?
Simple.
Very easy.
That's about as simple as...
Yeah. Wmba.bike.
Yeah. So where you can find
easy
it.
To okay. find. That's where
I'm... How do you get a dot bike?
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah.
An attorney.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
They make things happen. I have this little like coin purse, so I don't get any... I mean,
because
like
we're, you know, thebikeway.com, but it'd be cool if we were thebikeway.bike. I'm just saying, that I don't know cool. how you get bike.
That's all on you.
That's new
that's
to
on
me.
You, boss.
That's kind of new to me.
Well, and something too is, you know, you can always find our rides on the website, but we also are posters on Instagram. So,
okay.
you know, that's where the most recent kind of up-to-date.
And is it the same
is.
Call sign there, the same address there at?
I think it's just WIM, it's, if you type in WMBA.
.NE.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's your Instagram. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So people can find where your next events are, your next schedules,
yes.
what's coming on.
Yep.
And they can sign up to join up if they're interested in doing this. I highly encourage people to do this.
Is it a membership
it's
style?
It's not. There's
club,
no membership. Or? It's not. Yeah. There's no. Yeah, there's. You don't have to sign up to join. You just have to.
Want
show up and
try
ride
it.
With us.
Yeah, yeah, come ride with us.
So there's no membership fee or
no
anything
membership
like that?
Fee. Yeah. It's not a membership at all. It's just a community of women who want to ride mountain bikes together.
How cool is that?
It's great.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
see you're in some merch. So do you yeah. have stuff people can buy
not
on your
yet.
Website?
Not yet.
Working on
two
the swag.
It's coming. Right. Yeah, working
okay.
on the swag.
All right. Well, that's always a good thing to have too. So the first event, obviously, very successful. Good numbers. What next? What happened after that? Where are you going next? What's the next big thing for you guys?
Well, right after that one, we had a ride that was, what month is it? Is it?
It's June.
It's June. So we had our June ride.
It was June. It was June 4th.
Yep. So we had, I mean, we've had one a month.
Okay.
Our next one is coming up. It's July 8th.
It's July 9th.
Is it 9th? So our next one is coming up. It's July 9th.
Where's it at?
It's at Branched Oak in Raymond.
It's a Wednesday.
It is a Wednesday.
Okay. Wimbo Wednesday.
And that's, yes, that's how we
Wimbo
remember
Wimbo
Wednesday.
Wimbo Wednesday.
Okay. Wimbo Wednesday.
That's our Branched Oak Area 7.
Yes, Branched yep. Oak Area 7. Okay. All the information is on the website and on the Instagram page. Our first launch event at Oxbow was just so fun. And I think it generated some, you know, hype and stoke and whatever and got the word out. And I know that women are talking to their friends, and we've had, you know, people reach out to us about how to ride with us and get involved. So we're doing our Wimba Wednesdays. It's the first Wednesday of every month. However, okay. in July, it's changed because of the holidays.
Holiday.
So
right,
we're doing
right.
it on the 9th. But it's always at 6 p.m., at least for now, until maybe winter, the time changes, we'll address it then.
Yeah, no, I mean, Wimba Wednesday is a good way to remember it. It's like Ken and I always, we do Taco Tuesdays.
There you go.
And yeah. then Beard Day is any day that ends with a Y. So we're pretty good on yeah. remembering those things, which it helps us.
You know, I just eat tacos every day, and then occasionally it aligns with a Tuesday, and I'm right.
Yeah, so exactly. That's kind of right. how I shoot for it. So, but you had a great start, and you've got the July one coming up. Have you planned August, September, October? I mean, like, at some point we get into the winter months. Are you yeah. guys going to do snow rides with some fat tires or anything
we
like that?
We will see.
Or?
I ride all year, and I know a lot of women ride all year, so I would love to do that. At this point, we haven't talked about what we're going to do. I would love to continue the Wimba Wednesdays. We will be doing something through the winter. For now,
okay.
we'll do Wimba Wednesdays. It's always on the website and, again, on Instagram. And, again, we ask people to RSVP if they need a bike, if they need a helmet, just so we know how many people are going to be there, because another big component, like I mentioned in the mission statement, is just community and just creating connections and not just riding together, but kind of getting to know each other and having a good time. And so after every ride, we do have a social. Sometimes it'll be at a bar or restaurant, like Farinay in Ashland. Sometimes Jen will make amazing snacks for us,
yes.
and we'll get to enjoy that afterwards. So.
So you have the scheduled rides, but are there other times like, you know, hey, this weekend, you know, you just throw it down on Instagram. Like, hey, this weekend we're all meeting here. You
we
know,
will.
If you want to come on out, You know, so there's some impromptu-ness as well.
Yes, there will be. We call them pop-up rides. There will be pop-up rides too, okay. Especially for women who are more advanced. Because again, we have been catering to newer riders. We want to get as many women out there as possible to try it. But we will be doing rides at, you know, Platt, maybe a ride at Jewel, rides, you know, other places. But for now, we're focusing on the Wimba Wednesdays, and there will be other additions as well. And maybe there will be, or I'm sure there will be at clinics and stuff too.
Okay. And so now for the interest segment of this story, let's ask a personal question. What's your favorite trail?
Mine is probably Jewel. I just mentioned Jewel. I love Jewel. I think it's still sort of scary sometimes, but it's so fun.
I've never.
That's so fun.
You have to put it on a Wednesday.
How about you, Jen?
What, have to be on a Wednesday.
What do you think is your favorite trail
so far? It's a tie between Platt and Tranquility, just because Tranquility is like kind of where I cut my teeth mountain biking, so it feels really
familiar.
Feels like home and familiar, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a comfort level to
it. Yeah, absolutely. But I do have some fun at Platt.
Yeah, I was going to say, Platt's a little bit more advanced than Tranquility.
Yeah.
So, you know, I can see a ride, you know, just depending on your mood. You kind of got to be geared up. Like, if you do Lewis and Clark, you kind of mentally have to kind of be ready for it. If you do Platt.
And physically.
I think Platt's like that, too. I feel like three Platt miles is like 9 anywhere else miles.
Yeah.
Well, it's like the metric system conversion. Yeah, it really is. Yeah. Is, you know, one Platte River mile is equal to 3 Lewis and Clark miles. Yeah. It works. It works. So you got 7 people in your team. You mentioned all of them. You've had a really good showing so far. You're getting some more participation. So you had your 7 people, but your first ride, you had like 27. And the second ride, how many people did you have around that?
It was probably about the same.
It was about the same. I think, yeah, because I counted 24 when we were kind of sweeping. But, yeah.
Okay, so 24 people in that case.
Yeah.
So now do they sign up to be a member just so that they can be like on the email list or anything like that?
No.
Or is it just show up?
Show up.
RSVP.
We encourage people to RSVP just so we know how many people will be there and also experience levels.
Okay.
But at this point, it's just the RSVP through the website. And again, people find out website, social media. We have both Instagram and Facebook. But there isn't any sort of, you know, membership. You don't have to join anything. You just RSVP and show up.
Yeah, they can't be short on snacks. That's like a foul in the mountain bike world.
That's a no-no.
We're never short on snacks, to be clear.
So we talked about some past events and some your future ones coming up. A lot of groups like yours put on, you know, like a kind of a summer end type event. Have you guys thought about anything along those lines? Are you planning anything big to kind of really even kind of end the year on a high note? And
I feel like we're actually just getting started. Okay. And our big event was our May 3rd event on International Women's Mountain Biking Day. And I should say, too, that our August ride is likely going to be at Swanson. We've branched out a little bit. We started at Branched Oak, and then we started at Oxbow. We're going to do Branched Oak Area 7, and those are both Lincoln.
Right.
So we're going to come back to the Omaha area and have a ride at Swanson, and then we'll probably do Tranquility. But as far as we know, we'll just keep up with our monthly rides and then a couple pop-up rides here and there, and hopefully a clinic or two periodically.
Okay.
We'd like to give other women the opportunity also to volunteer with us. And we haven't needed that yet because we're still starting out. The 7 of us are very involved and we're able to handle it with the 7 of us. Our goal is to grow the group, get as many women as possible. We've had a lot of requests from people about, how do I join you guys? How can I help you guys do this? How can I help with this group? How can I help facilitate things? And there will be opportunities for that. Ride leaders, sweeps. We know there are other women who are BICP certified who can help with trainings. And we're hoping that soon we'll have the opportunity to get other women involved in helping us run the show.
Okay.
And, you know, the weather is Nebraska weather. So sure. We are planning to ride probably through December.
We'll do what we can.
I mean, we'll do what we can. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, let's not talk about winter weather yet, Dave.
I know, it's hot.
I didn't bring it up. It was her. Jen did it.
No, I think it was you when you asked what about the winner?
Well, I did say, I was like, you know.
Busted.
I mean,
and we have an attorney here. She can prove it. Go back in the notes.
No, see, that's not how evidential procedure works. So, and we can always edit that out too. So there's no evidence. I'm glad I grew up in the 80s when no one had phone cameras and things like that.
Same.
So
there's some Polaroids out there of you, I bet.
Yeah, but those are silver nitrate, so they dissolve over time. Yeah, it's like invisible ink. It just disappears. You can't bring it back. So it's kind of. I think I'm safe.
I think you know too much about silver nitrate and Polaroid film.
Well, yeah, I do. So the objective now is grow it, get as many women involved in the process. You know, are there women? You know, so any of the women who are listening to this, you can always reach out and ask, hey, how can I get involved? If you're interested in getting involved, you go to their freaking ridiculously cool website of WMBA.bike, which I'm going to have to look into that because I think that is cool. And then
you have to change all the business cards.
That's right. I almost have to renew them anyway.
Might be worth it.
So yeah, exactly. Have you guys thought about how you're going to branch out? Like, are you looking for the adult female, or are you looking for even some of the, you know, because we have the Nike kids that race. Now they're racers, but there's still the opportunity to ride in groups, mentorship, seeing some of the younger people come through, encouraging them to continue on. Are you getting involved in that in any way, shape, or form?
We're actually both Nike coaches.
Okay.
And so we are familiar with that.
And where do you coach?
I coach for Miller Composite, and I'm also the adventure coordinator for the Nebraska League.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And I'm Westside Mountain Biking coach. I'm also a Devo coach. Little.
So, okay. Yeah. So we know a number.
How long have you been at Westside?
This is my second year.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Actually, no. This will be my third season.
Because wow. Numi... Remember Numi?
Yeah.
Yeah. Naomi, she was a 2000. So she would have graduated in 22. She worked here. She went to Westside. She was an avid mountain biker. So she actually used to coach her. She was on my soccer team too. So I actually coached her. She was a great kid.
Is her sister older?
Yes. She's an older sister. Was really, really good too. Very, very competitive. Yeah. And their dad was like, I think they had all girls. I don't think they had any
two girls. Yeah,
yeah,
good family,
and they were good riders. Good people. Yeah, real good riders.
We do know a lot of teenage girl riders who are amazing, and they're welcome too. I mean, we are a women's group, so we're not going to have children who need, you know, supervision. But
we do have
you know, Claire Burton, obviously, Maggie Johnson, Olive Lind. I mean, we have a number of.
For the record, Claire's a kid. She's probably going to smoke half of our audience. So,
oh, for sure. for sure.
Yeah, when you say she's a younger girl, so. So if you bring kids, they've got to be self-sufficient.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think we've had any kids who are new. We could probably handle older teenagers, but it's a women's group, but we certainly have had teenagers who ride.
We've had some, you know, mom and daughters. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Even some grandmas have joined us.
Yeah. We've had women bring their teenagers. We've had women bring their moms and
it's
been great.
The Bellevue Berry Farm taco ride last week before. And there are these two little girls on drop bar bikes, and they had their vests matched their helmets. They were like high vis vests. One was pink, one was yellow, and they were all over the trail having a great time. And as we came up, I said, "Hey, on your left," and they moved over perfectly. And I asked them if they were going to get tacos, and they said, "Yeah." And then I rode up to what I thought was mom. It was grandma on a drop bar bike. I'm like, "This is awesome." That was so cool to see. And those little girls knew trail etiquette. And grandma was keeping a perfect pace. And everyone was in good mood. It was cool. It was cool.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to take a minute for our moment in capitalism and do a commercial break. And then we're going to come back. And then we'll discuss a few more things. And we'll go from there. All right. So we'll be back in a flash. Riders. You ready? The Bike Way, Omaha's trusted cycling shop for over 25 years, keeping riders of all ages and all skill levels rolling strong. We carry the best brands, Giant, Santa Cruz, Bianchi, Scott, Sunday, and Kink BMX. And for 2025, we're adding Jamis Bicycles and Rad E-Bikes to the lineup. Whether you ride road, gravel, mountain, BMX, e-bikes, or something else, We got the gears, the parts, the accessories you need. And if you need service, our certified mechanic got you covered. Stop by, grab a coffee, talk bikes, and enjoy the tunes. We're more than a shop. We're a community. Don't forget the Beast, the Bikeway Beast, our mobile shop bringing service straight to you on the trails. Located in Omaha at 151st and Industrial Road, rider owned and operated, the Bikeway, Omaha's cycling tradition for over 25 years. And we are back. And once again, we want to thank the Bikeway for sponsoring and hosting the Spokespeople podcast, episode number 26. Once again, as you may hear in the background, this is a podcast about bikes in a bike shop while things are actively going on. So if you hear a couple bangs and some drop things or several F-bombs, we'll try to edit those out as best we can. But occasionally, we don't. So anyway, we are here with Claire and Jen from Wimba. Kara and Jen with Wimba. And we were talking about your organization, a group of women bike riders, mountain bike riders. And your objective is you're not a race team. You're a community. You get together. You ride. You do group rides. You try to do a month of ride. Your first one was in May with great results. June, great results. Next one's July 9th, which is a Wednesday. So here's the big thing. Here's kind of a couple questions. Obviously, you can't do all the things that you're doing without a little bit of help. So who's helping you? You want to mention any of your sponsors or donors that have helped you guys pull this off?
Yeah, and I think, Kara, you can talk more about the specific sponsors, but that's a really good segue to the reason that there's seven of us, because it takes a lot. We all have jobs. Some of us have a couple jobs. Some of us have, you know, just lots of things. So each of us contribute in that way to make this thing happen. So we have our buy-in in our group, but also we have some pretty good sponsors.
Yeah, okay. Like Jen said, the seven of us are all volunteers, and we've been so lucky to have these amazing donors and sponsors and people help us for our first event, and also donations for our second event. SRAM, like you mentioned, and Dan Jennings has been amazing. Trek Lincoln, Thor, Muck Off, Open Harvest, Golden Badger Bakery, Bella Spa and Apothecary, Eagle Printing and Sign are all people and or agencies who have helped us out for our launch event and for upcoming rides through food donations or monetary donations or technical assistance or whatever we happen to need, because all of these people have been great advocates for helping us get more women on bikes. We've also had community donors, women who go to our website and they see there is a link there where you can donate if you want to help us. And they have donated money to help our cause and to help us get more women on bikes.
Nice. So just a donate here button. Yeah. Very cool. Okay. So when you do this, one of the other communities, like, there's all kinds of social media and stuff like that. We kind of had talked about the app Strava. Do you guys communicate and track and trail and communicate with each other? Like, hey, I just did a 15-mile ride today. I did a 20-mile ride today. Do you communicate that way?
We don't typically communicate that way, but we do have a Strava club.
Okay.
So we may start utilizing that a little bit more, mainly just to say, hey, I'm going to ride tomorrow, if we want to find riding partners or if somebody wants company. We generally communicate to people through the website and the social media accounts, but we are active on Strava also.
Okay. So with this, go ahead.
You did ask me about the sponsors and donors.
Oh, yeah.
And I just wanted to say how nice it's been to have a variety of sponsors and donors, and we have been approached by people to see how they can get involved, and it's been important to us to stay this community-led organization where we're not really aligned with anybody. We
right.
don't have an association with any particular bike shop. We don't have an association with any particular other, you know, agency, but we've just been very lucky to get some generous help from a lot of different people and places. So we're hoping to encourage that we'd like to work with anyone who feels that this is a good cause and they can help us out, but we don't have any sort of alignments with any particular shops or anything.
Okay. But you use the Strava website as well, or app as well, as opposed to like race teams and stuff like that. You know, you're not exactly doing, you're not exactly just skipping through a church line when you ride on a mountain bike. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I mean, it takes some, there's some work, right?
I don't even know what that means. Skipping through a church line. Like you're skipping it?
Yeah, well, no, like you're skipping.
Church line,
like skipping,
I'm out of here.
You know, like there's some sashaying, to it. You know, like you're, or you're, or in my case, I'm skipping around so I can get out the back door. And
straight
so
to the potluck.
So I don't light into fire, but yeah, yeah, straight to the potluck. Well,
we do that.
Straight to the fish fry.
Yeah, the beer at the fish fry is the most important thing. So, but how do you guys like prep for these type of rides and races? How do your people prep?
As a group, I guess. I don't know that I'd say we do any sort of prep. We just want to get out there and ride and have a good time. I know separately, we're all athletes in our own way. Some of us are training for different things. Some of us do racing or riding outside of WIMBA. But as far as WIMBA is concerned, we don't do any type of training for the rides. We want women to feel safe on the bikes. We want them to feel comfortable. That's why Allison led the little skills clinic before, or skills refresher before the ride. And we will do that periodically. If we have new riders, Allison will help them out. A number of us are NICA coaches. We all know how to help people ride bikes safely. So we want to be sure to do that. But the goal isn't to get out there and be fast and be as trained as possible. The goal is just to get out there and have a good time. But of course, we do have the snacks, like I said. So we will be well-fueled always.
That's good. You have to have snacks. Absolutely have to have snacks. Yeah. So no, but I think that's important because kind of like we had talked about, a lot of people, their fear factor of getting involved is, well, you know, how are these people like super hardcore? Because there are some serious hardcore cyclists, right? Yeah. But your group really isn't focused on that. You're more like, hey, look, we just want to have a good time. We want to be safe. We're going to show you some skills so you can learn how to properly, you know, maneuver on the trails. But yeah, we're not counting our grams, and we're not, you know, doing our micros and our macros, and we're not, you know, doing that stuff. We're just going out and having a good time and riding and just enjoying the ride for the ride.
Yeah. And when we say WIMBA is for everybody, we mean it. We have a lot of riders who are involved, who are advanced riders and who do race and who do count the macros and look at Strava and want to do all of that. But that's not what WIMBA is about. We want to attract the women who have never been on bikes before and the women who are very comfortable on bikes. And we've gotten a lot of women who are very comfortable on bikes who have had a lot of fun on our rides because we all remember what it was like to be a beginner. And we see the joy that they are experiencing being a part of this. And that's why these rides have been so much fun for all levels.
So yeah, we've all been a beginner at some point.
Yeah, exactly.
And having an organization like yours, I think, is amazing because there are people that you watch on Strava and you see in social media and you're like, oh man, they're hardcore.
Right.
But then you get to go to just a everybody event and you meet them and they're just people and they're just not eating as good a food as we are and they're riding a lot.
Yeah.
So it really breaks down those barriers and it makes it more
accessible,
but also like, oh, I could do that if I want to, because she just started where I was maybe 5, 8, 10 years ago, maybe a couple years ago. You know, if you have the right parents, you can develop athletically really fast.
Right.
And they will get better.
Absolutely.
And I don't want to imply either that we're not, you know, teaching and progressing and learning and doing all those things, because we do talk about that. They will get better. If they continue to ride with us, they will get more comfortable on the bike. It won't seem as scary as it once did.
Yeah, and I said before, confidence and skills.
I started when I was 45 years old. I had barely, you know, I'd never been on a mountain bike, and you can definitely teach an old dog new tricks. So we're hoping to get anyone who wants to try it to come ride with us.
Yeah. So, all right. So I'm somebody interested and need to find my thing, right? I think, and I really love what cycling has done with that. Like, well, don't do it exclusively because it might not be your thing. Leave yourself some bandwidth to go find other activities. But if somebody hasn't found theirs yet and they're 45, How do they get in touch? How do they start? And they have nothing. They know where some of these parks are, but they're maybe not outdoorsy and they want to change their way of life. And they don't have a bike, they don't have a helmet, they don't know anybody. And they're going to reach out. Who are they going to hear from?
They're going to find our website, wimba.bike, and there is a link there. There's a form, and there's also, well, there's a form if they want to RSVP to a ride, but there's also contact information there that will link you to an email. And the seven of us, they would hear from one of the seven of us. They can ask any type of question about what the rides are like, what to expect on a ride, what to wear, whether they can come even if they don't have a bike. For all of our rides, we've had women who don't own mountain bikes, and we will loan them mountain bikes. We'll loan mountain bikes and helmets. We ask how tall they are so we know what size to bring. And between the seven of us, we have a pretty good fleet at this point of loaner bikes. So if someone wants to come ride with us and they don't have a bike, they should come anyway because we'll bring them one.
So awesome. you can help facilitate the bike, the helmet. I'm assuming most of the bikes probably have cages and water bottles. Other than themselves, what should they bring?
Just the water bottle, but we can bring the bike and the helmet. Obviously, if they have a bike and a helmet, bring that. But just water bottle, appropriate shoes and clothes.
Willingness to learn.
Okay.
Yeah,
enthusiasm. You should be ready to have some fun. Yeah.
Save some room for snacks.
Yes.
Yes.
Always.
Or make some room for snacks.
Yeah.
So basically, if they just need to find you online at wimba.bike. And it's still the coolest thing. That just blows my mind.
You're going to go back to your office and type
it in. Yeah. I guarantee you I'll be Googling that.
.bike domain. So, Dave.bike.
So basically, they just find the website, and then they go and have a good time, and it's inclusive. It's really kind of, you know, no ego. You just come and have a good time.
Exactly.
And we ride everywhere. I mean, that's one of the things that's been really cool is trying different trails. So we try not to just only ride in Omaha or only ride in Lincoln. So if you don't even know a trail and you're a more experienced rider, it's a good way for you to learn a new trail system. Mm-hmm.
I think that's great. And I like how you guys are doing this. I like how the structure's set up because I think it does actually make it less intimidating for people. And I think sometimes when you have those race teams and everything, people are like, I don't know. They must be really good. So there's that intimidation factor. And I think this is way more open and inviting. Yeah. If somebody out there is listening to this, if you're already a rider, or if you're not a rider, either way, send it to a couple other people that might be listening. And if you're looking for a new hobby activity or just a way of getting out and getting social with some people, it's a great way to get active. I love it.
Yeah. If you're already involved, bring your neighbor, bring a friend, bring somebody from work.
Yeah. Bring your mom.
Yeah, absolutely. So before we leave, is there anything you guys want to tell our audience that we may have forgotten? Because I want to make sure that this gets out, because I really think this is a cool gig, and I think what you're doing is great, and I want to be able to promote this as well. So if I didn't ask enough questions or didn't ask, or there's something you really want to say, you have 10 seconds. Ready? And go.
I think you covered everything. Wimba Wednesdays, first Wednesday of every month. Our rides are for all experience levels. Find us on the website. Come ride with us.
Come ride with us.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's really simple. Can we get you back in a year and see how things are progressing?
Absolutely.
That would be awesome.
Okay. Yeah. So, and someone's got to bring snacks.
For sure.
You've made me hungry.
Let's get Jen Beebe in here.
We'll bring
somebody else. Or bring them.
Does she like make baklava? Because I'm like looking for a new baklava in town. I'm just saying.
We'll have to ask her about that.
Okay.
Oh.
Because if she can make a good baklava.
Sure, she'd make it for you, but you'd get billed for it, too.
I like oatmeal cream pies.
Oh, yeah.
We should bring them back, and we should bring somebody who's very just brand new to Wimba and mountain biking, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. So don't make that be the hesitation to get involved, though. But we might call on you, and you're going to be on a podcast, new person who nobody has met yet.
Right. Okay. That's all right. I mean, it was pretty simple, right? The podcast is pretty easy.
It's a fun time.
We make it simple. I mean, you know, five or six drinks in, everybody gets a little more loose and relaxed.
Right? Wasn't even counting.
Yeah, I know.
I was trying to beat the LSU Jell-O shot record in one podcast.
Wasn't that amazing this year?
Yeah, no. I don't know that that's a bragging right.
No, that's a bragging right.
They can have it.
So thank you very much for coming on. We will see you next year. Keep us posted on any events. If you forward them to us, we'll forward them on our Facebook pages as well for you to help promote that because I think it's a great cause. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Spokespeople Podcast. I apologize that the FDR wasn't here to terrorize these two young ladies. I'm sure they appreciate the fact that he wasn't here, but he will be here next time. And until next time, everybody, keep riding, be safe, be kind.